countering terrorism and preventing terrorist acts is at the top of our priority list. And that threat here in Washington, D.C., in the National Capital Region, is nothing new to us. We've faced that for a very long time. It has been persistent, but we're well prepared for it. And I think we've done a very effective job of countering that and preventing bad things from happening. But we never let our guard down, and we're going at it each and every day to stop something bad from happening here.
Almost every day, terror groups put out videos and other social media threatening the U.S., and debate was clear. Washington, D.C. is among the targets there.
The Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, other groups, are you seeing those groups? Are you seeing sympathizers? Are you seeing evidence that they are interested in attacking this region?
That's everywhere, JJ. We've seen that everywhere.
But you're seeing that here?
We've seen it here, and we've seen it in other. We view it as a national and even international problem. We have had a series of arrests that we've conducted here and takedowns of individuals who are.
And this is here in Washington?
Yes, this is here in Washington, D.C. We've had a series of arrests and takedowns of individuals who we believe to be inspired by ISIL and other groups.
Paul Abate, Assistant Director in Charge of the Washington Field Office of the FBI. J.J. Green, WTOP News.